Off the Record with Brittany Rose at 100.7 The Tiger. So this Sunday, the Miss LSU 2024 pageant, I'm so excited about this because a little fun fact about me, a couple years ago, I actually got to be a judge for the Miss LSU pageant. And when I say it was the coolest experience that I've ever got to do, it was amazing. The women that were a part of this pageant, I just looked up to and honor so much. And right now on the phone, I have Miss Kenna. She is the Miss LSU 2024 Executive Director of the pageant. How are you doing today, Miss Kenna?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. So this Sunday is the Miss LSU pageant. And like I said before, I've been a judge for this pageant. And there's just so much that goes into it. These women that are part of this pageant, they have to go to practices. They have to go to interviews. They go through so many different things to get to the point that they are, that they will get to compete this Sunday. What are the benefits of doing the Miss LSU pageant for these women?
So we always tell the girls that decide to sign up that the Miss LSU pageant, more than anything, is an experience in itself. It's really not a win or lose kind of thing. Of course, it's fabulous when you win and get to have the title. However, it is just such a rewarding experience, even as you said, for judging. That is the same feeling that our contestants have. They meet so many new women. They form so many new connections. And it really just gives them a chance to step out of their shell, because most of these girls that come to compete, they aren't your run-of-the-mill pageant queen. They're LSU students who are just trying something new, and they always leave with the best experience and memory.
It was so funny that you said that, because I remember talking to a lot of the women during the interviews of the pageants, and a lot of them had told me that they had never done a pageant before. They had never even dreamed of doing a pageant, but somebody had just convinced them to go give it a try, and that they were so glad that they actually went through that experience. So this Sunday is the pageant. Where can people buy tickets, and give us a little bit more details about the actual pageant, please?
So the pageant is going to be this Sunday at the LSU Union Theater, which is attached to the Student Union. And you can buy tickets online through the LSU Union website. There's a link. You can either buy VIP tickets, general admission tickets, and there's even a link for a live stream. If you're not able to make it in person, you can go buy a link and they'll send you a clip, or excuse me, a link about 30 minutes before the start, and you can watch it from the comfort of your own home. We also offer on the day of the pageant, about 30 minutes prior to when the doors open, so right around 4:30-ish, the box office in the LSU Union Theater will open up, and we even offer in-person ticket sales.
When a woman does win Miss LSU, what are their responsibilities after?
So after winning Miss LSU, the biggest thing that we stress to the winner is that you are now a representative of LSU as a whole. Not only are you representative of Delta Zeta in the sense of you're helping with our philanthropies and all the things that you do, but the biggest thing is that you are now who people see as pretty much the face of LSU, because you go on so many engagements and you get all these opportunities. You go on the news and you go to... We've had a few girls in the past couple years, they'll speak at freshman orientation. So it's really just, we like to have someone that's really positive in their role and just understand that you are now the face of LSU in a certain way. And just we want you to be proud, like show your Tiger spirit. And because it's the opportunity of a lifetime, so why not get everything you can out of it?
Right. So obviously the pageant is a ton of fun. It's very theatrical, a lot of great experiences. But obviously you have to buy tickets. Where do the proceeds for the tickets go to?
So the proceeds for the tickets, along with all of the proceeds for the pageant, whether it's through sponsorships or we do ad sales and things like that, they all go to Delta Zeta Sigma, which is the local Delta Zeta chapter here at LSU. Our national philanthropy and our local philanthropy is revolved around speech and hearing. So all of these proceeds, they get split up in many different ways. So we have some locally we sponsor and we donate money to the Emerge Center here in Baton Rouge and St. Lillian Academy. And then nationally, we have partners like Serious Fund Network and the American Society for Deaf Children, who all of this money goes towards people that are in these organizations. And our end goal at the end of the day is to help these children who are in these situations where they have speech and hearing problems. So whether it we get them tuition to a school that can help them, or advise them a hearing aid, or it sends them to a camp, like it's just all these different things to support these children that struggle with speech and hearing.
That's amazing. So once again, Miss Kenna, can you tell everyone where they can go to purchase tickets, to whether they want to go to the actual pageant or if they would want to watch it online?
Tickets can be purchased through the LSU Union Theater website or day of at the box office.
Again, this Sunday. And where is the pageant taking place once again?
It is going to be at the LSU Union Theater right here on campus.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Miss Kenna, for taking your time out of your day. And y'all definitely get on out there to the Miss LSU pageant this Sunday. When I say it is such a great experience, if you've never been, definitely something that you want to go check out. 100.7 The Tiger.